Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ninganem Hangsing with the evening bulletin. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reiterates his government's priority of providing dignified life to villagers. Deputy Chief Minister of Nagaland, Y. Patton, calls for unity among Naga factions for one political solution. Union Home Minister Amit Shah says government has accelerated urban development with proper policy framework. And 100-day tuberculosis elimination campaign being rolled out in Kohima, Mon and Wokha districts of Nagaland. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized the government's vision to empower rural India by transforming villages into vibrant centers of growth and opportunity. The Prime Minister highlighted that since 2014, the government has been continuously serving rural India with the priority of providing a dignified life to the people of the villages. The Prime Minister said this while addressing the gathering after inaugurating Grameen Bharat Mahotsav, which is being held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi from 4th to 9th of January. The theme of this Mahotsav is Building a Resilient Rural India for a Viksit Bharat 2047.
गांव के लोगों को गरिमापूर्ण जीवन देना ये मेरी सरकार की प्राथमिकता है। हमारा विजन है भारत के गांव के लोग सशक्त बने, उन्हें गांव में ही आगे बढ़ने के ज्यादा से ज्यादा अवसर मिले, उन्हें पलायन ना करना पड़े, गांव के लोगों का जीवन आसान हो और इसलिए हमने गांव-गांव में मूलभूत सुविधाओं की गारंटी का अभियान चलाया.
The Prime Minister said his government's intentions, policies and decisions are filling rural India with new energy, announcing that Union Cabinet has approved continuation of the Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana for one more year. Prime Minister mentioned Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi, PM Kisan, making rural societies self-sufficient.
हमारा मकसद है कि गांव के लोगों को गांव में ही ज्यादा से ज्यादा आर्थिक मदद मिले, खेती भी कर पाए, रोजगार स्वरोजगार के नए मौके भी बने. इसी सोच के साथ पीएम किसान सम्मान निधि से किसानों को करीब 3 लाख करोड़ रुपए की आर्थिक मदद दी गई है.
On the occasion, the Prime Minister also interacted with the artisans at Mahotsav. This Mahotsav aims to enhance rural infrastructure, create self-reliant economies and foster innovation within rural communities. Deputy Chief Minister of Nagaland, Y. Patton, today said Government of India under the dynamic and visionary Prime Minister Narendra Modi is ready to provide a solution to the Nagas if the Naga factions unite. He stated that the centre is willing to offer only one solution for the entire Naga society, not separate solutions for each faction. Mr. Patton made these remarks while addressing the Lhisemir Council 175th anniversary celebration in Kohima. He called upon all Naga underground factions to come together and unite in a concerted effort to bring about a permanent Naga political solution. The Deputy Chief Minister also commended the Lhisemir Council for reaching this significant milestone, noting that the three Khels have lived together since 1850, growing stronger in unity to face adversities. Former Chief Minister and Lhisemir Council Elder Dr. Sherhozelie Lezetsu shared the history of Lhisemir Council. Advisor for School Education and SCERT Dr. Kekrel Hulye Hyome also spoke on the occasion. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said that the government has accelerated the urban development with a proper policy framework. He said this while inaugurating the working women's hostel Sushma Bhavan at Laxmibai Nagar in New Delhi. He also inaugurated a veterinary centre virtually at Motibagh. He recalled the significant contributions made by the late former External Affairs Minister Sushma Swaraj, hailing her as one of the greatest leaders of the party.
Sushma ji ne pure desh bhar mein mahila sashaktikaran ke liye ek ahlek jagayi. Bharatiya Janata Party ke siddhanton, Bharatiya Janata Party ki nitiyon ko लोकप्रिय करने में उनकी एक बड़ी भूमिका रही और मोदी जी की सरकार में विदेश मंत्री के नाते जनता की तकलीफों को समझने वाला विदेश मंत्री कैसा हो सकता है इसका एक उत्कृष्ट और जीवंत उदाहरण भी उन्होंने बनाने का काम किया.
Mr. Shah highlighted the transition of the nearby villages into cities under the National Smart Cities Mission. Speaking of security measures, the Home Minister said that in many cities, integrated command and control centres have been set up along with CCTV cameras to ensure the safety of the citizens of the country. He added that in future, with the help of artificial intelligence, these security measures will be used for multi-purpose projects. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR _Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. India has rolled out a 100-day tuberculosis TB elimination campaign, Nikshay Shivir, in December 2024 to intensify progress towards ending the disease through improved case detection, reduction in diagnostic delays and enhanced treatment outcomes across 347 districts in 33 states and union territories. The 100-day TB elimination campaign, Nikshay Shivir, marks an important milestone in India's journey towards a TB-free nation by 2025. In Nagaland, the campaign was rolled out in Kohima, Mon and Wokha. In an exclusive interview with Akashvani News Kohima, the State Program Officer of National TB Elimination Program, Directorate of Health and Family Welfare, Nagaland, Dr. Vezokolo Theo, informed testing for case detection in Nagaland has shown a double increase to 1,475 per lakh population in 2023 as compared to 752 per lakh in 2021. She said, of all the TB notified cases in 2023 in Nagaland, the burden of TB cases in Dimapur was the highest, with 48%, while Longleng with the lowest burden of 1.14%.
Of all the TB notified cases in 2023 in Nagaland, the burden of TB cases in Dimapur was highest, which comprises of 48%, with a notification of 508 per lakh population. Longleng was lowest burden with 1.14% against the total notified, with a notification rate of 91% per lakh population.
Listeners can listen to this exclusive interview at 8:30 tonight on FM 103 MHz and primary channel 639 kHz. Additional Deputy Commissioner of Kohima, Roseto Ngori, has informed that the shoot-at-sight orders for stray dogs are in violation of the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Act 1960 and the Bharatiya Naya Sanhita, which prohibit the killing of animals, including stray dogs. The information was issued after some organizations and associations within Kohima municipal wards and villages under Kohima district have issued shoot-at-sight orders for stray dogs. In this regard, the ADC prohibits any individual organization or association from engaging in such activities, stating that strict action would be taken against those found violating this directive under relevant provisions of the law. He further informed that presence of any stray dogs should be reported to the office of the municipal or town council authorities in the urban areas and to the respective village authorities or concerned area administrative officers in rural areas. The ADC stated that the concerned authorities, with the help of the Chief Veterinary Office, will take care of such stray dogs as per laid down procedures of relevant laws. To commemorate World Braille Day, the National Federation of the Blind today organized an event in New Delhi. World Braille Day is observed on January 4th every year to honor the birth of Louis Braille, the inventor of the Braille writing system. Braille is a tactile writing system used by blind and visually impaired individuals, allowing them to read and write through tactile patterns of raised dots. Speaking at the event, General Secretary of the National Federation of the Blind, S.K. Rungta, stressed that nowadays, with the advent of technology, people are using Braille as a substitute. Mr. Rungta emphasized that Braille is the only way through which visually impaired people lead a respectful life. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reiterates his government's priority of providing dignified life to villagers. Deputy Chief Minister of Nagaland Y. Patton calls for unity among Naga factions for one political solution. Union Home Minister Amit Shah says government has accelerated urban development with proper policy framework. And 100-day tuberculosis elimination campaign being rolled out in Kohima, Mon and Wokha districts of Nagaland. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.